Welcome to the RCI, a business report for Monday, March 21st, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 180 Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited shares traded at $9.06 per share. And 50 Bank of Nevis Limited shares traded odd lot at $6.25 per share. Both securities were unchanged from their previous closing prices. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 21 securities, of which 7 advanced, 11 declined, and 3 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 4.1 points to close at 2,113.54. The Composite Index advanced by 0.73 points to close at 1,455.93. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.4 points to close at 105.34. The SME Index remained at 40.67. Trading activity on the first-year market registered a volume of 451,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $2.9 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 200,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $1.2 million. Followed by JMMB Group Limited, with a volume of 101,000 shares being traded for $234.7 million. Trading activity on the mutual fund market registered a volume of 45,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $1.3 million. Clico Investment Fund was the volume leader with 45.5 thousand shares, changing hands for the value of $1.3 million, followed by Calypso Macro Index Fund with a volume of 148 shares being traded for $2,600. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 59 stocks, of which 28 advanced, 23 declined, and 8 traded full. Market volume amounted to 22.9 million units, valued at over $151.7 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader with 13.1 million units, followed by JMMB Group Limited with 2.6 million units, and Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 2.1 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, three unchanged as 9,744 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $12,421.90. First Caribbean International Bank was the volume leader with 5,700 at a high of $1.69 and a low of $1.69 before closing at $1.69. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Development Fund and West India Biscuit Company, which traded 3,970 and 74 shares respectively. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.